Good morning. Hope your Tuesday going well. We're now at zero here at the KCOB studios. We are looking for a high temperature just shy of 20 degrees. Whether I'll have more on that coming up in just a few moments. Randy Van with you. Newly elected Iowa Democratic Party Chair Rita Hart claims there is still a chance national party leaders will relent and let the Iowa Democratic Party caucuses go first in the 2024 presidential election.
I'm hoping that we have some good news soon on that front, but we'll continue to keep talking with folks and having those discussions.
This weekend, the Democratic National Committee scheduled to vote on a 2024 presidential campaign schedule that would prohibit Iowa Democrats from having caucuses before any other state holds a Democratic primary.
I think that this week is going to be a very important one for all of us. We want to make sure that we're making practical decisions going forward, but this is certainly not a done deal.
Hart was elected party chair on Saturday. Well, we're living in the state with the worst radon levels in the nation. Today marks the end of Radon Action Month here in Iowa. Federal EPA reports as Iowa's soil has the nation's worst concentration of radon, with about 7 in every 10 Iowa homes containing enough of the gas that action's needed. Liz Orton, outreach coordinator for the Iowa Cancer Consortium, says radon is invisible, tasteless, and odorless, and it's also radioactive.
Radon occurs naturally in the soil. It's given off by radium and uranium. Iowa has a large concentration of this, and the reason that it's harmful is because radon gas can get into your lungs, and it can actually cause lung cancer.
It is the second leading cause of lung cancer in Iowa, behind only tobacco use. Iowa Department of Health and Human Services says radon results in about 400 deaths in the state every year. Orton recommends every Iowa homeowner invest in a radon test kit, as radon levels in Iowa are almost 7 times higher than the national average. And if those results come back showing a dangerous level in your home, it's recommended you take action right away.
You do need to hire a professional radon mitigator to come mitigate your home, and a list of those can be found on the Iowa HHS website. The typical cost in Iowa for mitigation is about $1,200. So it is a substantial cost, but definitely lower than the cost of getting lung cancer and being treated for that.
Now, radon is most often found in basements, but it can be present on any story of a home or building. If you want more information, a good source is the Iowa Department of Public Health website. That is idph.iowa.gov/radon. IDPH for Iowa Department of Public Health .iowa.gov/radon. And a Des Moines man who investigators say faked his own death to avoid a child pornography charge has now been sentenced. Jacob Greer, charged back in 2016. While Greer was on bond, he cut off his ankle monitor, disappeared, left behind a suicide note. Investigators found no sign of his body. In April 2022, after nearly 6 years on the run, U.S. Marshals arrested Jacob Greer in Spanaway, Washington. U.S. Marshals believe Greer spent all those years hiding out in abandoned cabins, living off the land. He pleaded guilty in the case over the summer. Greer is sentenced 20 years in federal prison, also be a registered sex offender for the rest of his life. Weather-wise, look at our forecast coming up in 60 seconds.